Well, good morning, you beautiful people. It is 9:22, and this is the Dad Show, where I'll be talking about anything between my little girl, to my wife, to my life, to anything in between, between news, weather, whatever. I have ADHD, so I might get off topic once in a while. So, this morning I was thinking about doing a little podcast, you know, just talk to somebody, talk to anybody, and I'll be having guests on the show about just their life experience as a dad. So just right on off the bat, it is 9:23 in the morning here in the beautiful state of Kentucky, where I actually don't like Kentucky. I don't like where I live. I hate that you can't wear red, you can't wear blue, because if you do, that means you hate one team. I don't like football, I don't like basketball, I don't like any of that. You know, I used to watch it for my dad's sake, but I honestly don't care about football, don't care about basketball, baseball. There are some sports I like paintballing. I love paintballing. You know, I love geocaching. Geocaching is where you go out, travel, and try to find these little caches. There's no cache in them. I get that all the time. So, and people say, so wait, you go out in the woods and there's cache? No, there's no cache. There's just a little gadgets, I guess, like little knickknacks, toys and stuff. But you go in the woods, you go to the coordinates that it tells you, then you sign the logbook. Now, I do have to correct myself a little bit. One time, somebody took out something that was $1's worth, because what you do is you put back something that's equally value or more. And somebody took something out that was worth at least $1, or at least more than $1. And they put a couple dollars back into the cash. And when I found that, I found $3. I took $1 out, and I left a knickknack. It all depends on how lucky you get, I guess. But it's a family-friendly sport, so you know there's usually not anything bad. I've seen a few things bad in there. You know, I'm not going to go in detail about it, but one time I have ADHD, you know. One time I actually found this geocache that has not been found for over 2 years. The last person to log this was 2 years ago. And so here I'm searching for it, and then I actually find evidence of it. Now, what I mean by evidence is I actually found the geocache, but it was spread apart. Like, maybe a dog or somebody saw it and started ripping apart. My guess, somebody, you know, outside was just walking, they didn't know what geocaching was, and they kicked it, and then they started just kicking it more. You know, because people here in Kentucky is kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, what I did was I contacted the owner of the cache. I put everything back. I told them where I put it. I took a picture and then I sent a screenshot it to them. And then I told them, hey, you know, your cache was all over the place. I didn't know where the hiding spot was. Somebody found it or something found it, but I put it all back. But the thing was, It was a remembrance for a dog, so it was like a dog theme. There was a bunch of dog toys, a bunch of dog treats, and all of that was molded because it was so long since somebody found it, and then, you know, it probably got rained on. It all depends on how long all that was there for, you know. So there's a lot of people that are cruel. Some people that, you know, actually play the game are kind of cruel too, like putting cigarette butts in them and stuff like that. So if you go geocaching, make sure you have a partner. You know, make sure you are safe. Always be safe. And always bring a pen. You know, it's a fun sport, but it can be really dangerous depending on what you do and how you do it. I love geocaching. I haven't geocached for a while, but I gotta get back into that. Actually, lately, like a couple months ago, I started playing The Division, but I got kind of mad at it because I haven't got any good weapons and anything. So I kind of quit playing that for a little while, even though I guess there's a event going on this weekend that I kind of miss because it's Sunday now. But anyways, I've been playing Monster Hunter World. I really, really, really do think that people listening to this, whatever console you on, it's on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, it is a wonderful game. I play on the Xbox One X, and the graphics just look just amazing. My girlfriend saw me playing this once, and she was like, huh, this actually looks pretty fun. I come home from work the next day, and she's playing it. I'm like, yeah, can I play on my Xbox, please? And she was like, hold on. And then I was like, you know what? Here. So I bought her a digital copy, and then I put it on the other Xbox so she can play it on her Xbox. So now me and her, we play it all the time. So that's how I know it's a really good game, is if she starts playing it. She doesn't play a whole lot of games. You know, if she likes it, she'll play it. But other than that, she won't. And it's a really addicting game, you know. I gotta say, I mean, sometimes I die a lot, or according to the game, I faint a lot. I don't die at all. I faint. But it's a really good game. I suggest you check it out. Now, today, my baby girl is with my mom, because I'm actually heading to work right now. But I actually work only to noon today. So I work from 9:30, which I'm a minute late now, to 12:30. And then I my mom wanted me to actually go to IHOP so we can have like a little family brunch, I guess. Well, not brunch, because that would be lunch. Every single time I say brunch, I think about Flash and Justice League. Because I actually don't understand the meaning of brunch either, and it's just weird. But anyways, so to meet up for lunch, because it'll be after brunch, it'll be after breakfast, and it'll kind of be after lunch too. But that's the only time I can actually do it. So my baby girl, she's with my mom, and I dressed her up in a dress. I put some pants on her, and I put a little Packer hat on her, a little sweatshirt, and I sent her to my mom. And she was like, I thought you didn't want to dress her up. I was like, no. I want to dress her up. It just, like, no clothes fit her. My baby girl, she is so small. Like, she's at that age, at that stage of life where all the newborns don't fit her, and all the 0 to 3 is still way too big on her, you know? So I had to search like 20, 25 minutes just to find decent clothes. She doesn't match. She has a dress on, she has pants on, and she has a Green Bay Packer hat on, because my parents love Packers. So I did it for them. You know, if Zoe likes football, if Zoe likes basketball, I'm not going to stop her. She can like whatever she wants. I'm not going to control her like a little, you know, puppet. Oh, you can't like football, because I don't like football. If one day I come home and she's on my TV and she's rooting for the home team to win, and I'll tell her just to go in her bedroom. No, it's my turn. I came home, my house, blah. But if she wants to watch it, she can watch it. Whatever, you know. So, I will have to actually let you go, because I am pulling up to work right now. And I will see how this goes, and maybe I'll continue it tonight. And maybe this will be a natural thing. Like, an on-occurring thing. Because I actually enjoy talking about my baby girl, my life. I like talking about everything. But with that being said, this is The Dad Show. And thank you for tuning in. I love you guys. And I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Or Monday, depending on where you guys are listening to this. Well, anyways, I gotta go. Thank you. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.